in advance, and a portion of it is hedged or price protected to protect against swings in the marketplace during the winter months. Meanwhile, Ameren says it's no time to let up on energy conservation measures like furnace inspections, reducing hot water usage, and enrolling in Ameren's budget billing program. A new 3-year contract is in place for more than 60 teachers at Rantoul Township High School. Last night, the school board approved the contract following several months of negotiations focused on pay raises. The deal will give teachers an average 4.5% increase over the next 3 years. But Rantoul High School Superintendent David Ariqua says little else in the contract has changed from the previous deal, which expired earlier this year. Linda Abernathy says she won't run for a second term as City of Champaign Township Supervisor, and she's endorsing her assistant, Deanne Winston, for the Democratic nomination for the office next spring. Abernathy focused on trying to increase funding for township assistance for the poor during her 4 years as supervisor, but she ran into funding problems. Voters rejected a township tax increase in 2006, and the Champaign City Council, which also serves as the town board, rejected Abernathy's requests for city funding for township assistance. Now, Champaign voters will consider a smaller tax hike request next month. And Abernathy says Winston is ready to continue her fight for greater township assistance.
While I had financial experience from my other jobs and actually running and founding of Best Interest of Children, she comes with, you know, the academic credentials. I have a passion for the poor, and I will continue with that passion, but she actually sharpens all of that up.
Abernathy serves as the City of Champaign Township accountant. Abernathy says she decided not to run again in part due to frustration over her efforts to increase general assistance funding, but also due to health problems. She was treated for breast cancer 2 years ago and is undergoing tests to see if the cancer has spread. More Illinois schools are failing to meet goals required under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. As Sean Crawford reports, it's likely to get worse in coming years.
About 1,200 Illinois schools failed to make required progress in areas like test scores, graduation, and attendance. The number represents about 1/3 of all Illinois schools and is significantly higher than last year's total. While they're underperforming now, it won't get any easier. No Child Left Behind raises the bar each year until all students meet the requirements. Matt Vanover is with the Illinois State Board of Education.
I don't think it's any surprise that as the performance targets increase, especially going up to that 100% level, that we're seeing more schools not meet those adequate yearly progress goals.
The ramifications can be severe, as schools that continually struggle to meet required academic goals can face sanctions, including loss of funding. Vanover says there is some positive news, as nearly 50 schools and districts improved enough to be removed from a watch list. I'm Sean Crawford.
Pontiac School District 429 and the Gibson City Melvin Sibley School District are among those that left the watch list this year. So did Mary Miller Junior High School in the Georgetown Ridge Farm District. It's 533.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
And now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, Jim, it's already down to 55 degrees on Friends Plaza. That's a 2-degree drop from the top of the hour, and we have a long way to go before we bottom out tonight as high pressure begins to push off from the western Great Lakes towards the central Great Lakes. A low pressure system and a storm that is actually bringing some heavy rain to pockets of areas of eastern Kansas, just to the west of the Kansas City area. They've had some thunderstorms. Well, we don't expect to see thunderstorms. We could see occasional heavy rain for the second half of the work week, but also on the way, there'll be a lot of cloud cover, and that will start to filter into the area tonight with a partly cloudy sky. We expect the low to drop another 20 degrees or so, down to around 36 degrees. The wind will be out of northeast to easterly at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, a brisk wind out of the east at 10 to 20, and the high temperature tomorrow only 58 degrees. And it's only 3 degrees cooler than average, but it's much cooler than the conditions we've been having lately. And partly to mostly cloudy, windy tomorrow night, below 39. Breezy on Thursday with a mostly cloudy sky, and we do look for at least a few showers or chances of a few showers to occur. The high on Thursday around 60, a low of 45 for Thursday night, and that does look like when the rain will most likely start across the area. And more rain on Friday, a high temperature of 53. Across Illinois and Indiana, with the clear skies and the high pressure moving off to the east, a frost advisory will shift across east central and southeastern Indiana from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 55 degrees on Friends Plaza, 56 at Willard Airport at 535. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. 2 weeks out from Election Day, and many of us are turning to polling websites to keep tabs on where the campaigns stand. Is Barack Obama's lead in the polls solid, or does John McCain show momentum? Are those blue and red lines going to converge as we head toward Election Day? And should we trust in the polls at all? Well, Mark Blumenthal is here to sort through some polling trends. He's a former Democratic pollster, now the editor and publisher of Pollster.com. It's a nonpartisan website that